You know very well that time itself is a special and mysterious energy which can be triggered with a certain knowledge. AAO and this same as shinier TM helps trigger time energy. 1. Can a TMT accomplish this alone? AAO. In some situations, an outside help can be priceless for the facilitation of the access to a clear vision, especially when so-called Akashic cliche tilde copyright s are involved. They are some kind of subtle recording of everything that has happened or will happen in the universe. Of course, aspects concerning the future have several nuances, but the past is always clear because it involves a choice which has already been made. Time travel can be accomplished by means of a near TM's own forces, but for this, the energy structure has to be very pure and activated at a certain level. I had read and researched about the subtle physiology of human beings. In Eleonora TM's vast library, I found many esoteric works about the theory and practice of the yoga system and other oriental spiritual systems, which described in detail the seven main subtle centers of force of the human being, the secondary centers of force, the subtle energy trajectories on which energy moves and their reciprocal interactions. For example, I understood that there is a precise correspondence between a subtle center of force, which is called a chakra in Hindu terminology, and one or several human organs. I knew that this precise correspondence is very complex and it extends equally to the psychological level, daily activity, the human mind and the soul. At the same time, I was surprised and happy that Caesar had mentioned these less-known aspects which define our existence up to the smallest of details. I remembered that, a long time ago, he explained to me that any physical action or result is in reality a materialization of an action at a subtle, superior level. Therefore, I could easily draw the conclusion that our capacities are a direct reflection of the force centers in our subtle structure. I quickly realized that, in order to perform certain actions efficiently, my energy aura had to be powerful and purified. Caesar explained to me that everything was essentially reduced to the purification and activation of the subtle force centers of my being. AO. The role of knowledge and techniques is none other than to eliminate Vata TMS, stopping the free circulation of beneficial energy in our being. A chakra which is strongly activated and purified gives you a TM great inner strength which can be externally translated through a very powerful specific influence and superhuman powers. Of course, these powers are different from one chakra to another, but the principle on which these powers are obtained is the same: purification and very powerful activation of the subtle force centers. If this process is done with patience, competence and perseverance, it translates into the spiritual evolution of the human being whose knowledge and understanding are thereby greatly expanded. AAO Theta TMS exactly what Dr. Xin told me, AI added. AO. The five Tibetan techniques from the secret parchment can lead the steady practitioner to great spiritual accomplishments which even include paranormal powers. But he also told me that the five techniques should only be revealed 2 years after I was given the parchment, and since this period has already passed, IATMM thinking about publishing them. IATMM also started practicing them for some time, but I have kept it a secret as I wanted it to be a pleasant surprise for you. AAO. Indeed, it is, ATM Caesar answered, smiling. AEBA. You should know that IATMV already noticed some obvious energy changes in your aura. Nothing is accidental. Your destiny, your efforts of spiritual practice, your good intentions and your actions are correlated in theatma, caused by a gradual energy evolution in your subtle structure, in the subtle bodies of your being. I was as happy as a child who was praised at school. The fact that Caesar was content made me feel happy and very confident in my actions. I was perfectly aware, however, that I was only at the beginning of my path and that there was a lot to do until I would reach a very elevated energy level of my consciousness. During the last period of time, I was especially preoccupied with purifying my being and I was therefore very interested in Caesar TM's explanations. I believed that the main agent in such a process could be only the subtle energy I was supposed to channel and consciously trigger in my own subtle structure through very fine energy channels which are called nadi in special terminology. I asked Caesar to give me some more details about this and at the same time help me to understand the connection with the subtle energetic aspects that determine the paranormal power of traveling in time. Apart from science fiction, which only treats this issue from a literary point of view, as well as the few books I knew which present time travel from a scientific point of view, the issue was not accessible to me. I wanted to know the hidden perspective, the cause that determines this extraordinary paranormal capacity. I obviously thought it was intimately linked to a certain vibrational frequency of the energy that implies the activity of one or maybe several centers of force. You can reach relatively quickly the stage when you feel the energy flowing through your body, just like electricity circulates through a house ATM with electric wires, said Caesar. But when the current no longer goes through the wires, we must intervene. In the analogy I made with Mana TM's subtle energy structure, this intervention can, for example, consist of the conscious direction of breath, with the mind, into certain areas of the physical body for the purpose of removing energy blocks. Even if you can sometimes ignore the cause of these blocks, the application of preventive and appropriate techniques will ensure the purification process. In order to direct energy correctly, we should all be aware of energy imbalances that we go through. It's important for you to understand that such imbalance, which is actually energy impurity, is not only manifested at the level of the physical body but also at more subtle levels like the emotional and intellectual level. After all, just like the body is fed with certain energies, the mind is also fed with specific energies. Your experiences, feelings, intentions, thoughts, and ideas all represent subtle energy which is modulated on different vibrational frequencies. The energy blocks ATM talking about are subtle impurities which also signify an energy vibration which is more rough. Then, the energy channels seem to be blocked and pure energy stops flowing freely. If there is a clot blocking a blood vessel, blood circulation is blocked and this causes negative side effects. It's the same with the subtle impurities which I am now explaining to you. Don't forget that everything you feel, think or act is a direct consequence of a more or less pure energetic condition of your body. When they become obvious, the subtle energy imbalances are manifested at the level of the physical body as pain. I was amazed at the complexity of these interactions but also by the ignorance which blocks our correct understanding of things and our daily perceptions. I asked Caesar whether the latter can also be influenced by energetic imbalance. Of course. The influence of these blockages include the entire range of our activities as human beings, he answered. They can be related to the senses or can affect the quality of our relationships with others or with the environment. For example, some people are disturbed by low temperatures, others by high temperatures. Some kind of TMT express their feelings, others are aggressive, some are egocentric, others kind of TMT stand spices. Some have rigid articulations, and others don't TMT hear well. I think you realize that the examples are infinite. All of these types of energy imbalances reflect impurities in a certain area of the body. Theatma directly related to the activity of the subtle energy centers of the human being and influence it negatively. Under such conditions, how do you think a man can handle the powerful energy inputs which trigger the manifestation of paranormal powers? The impurities which accumulate in our bodies and minds determine very unpleasant effects which can be seen in us and in others: illnesses, failures, negative emotions, troubled minds, body tensions, and irregular breathing. What ATM trying to say is that, no matter the way in which these imbalances are manifested, it's the result of our past decisions. Certain facts, actions and thoughts expressed long ago have naturally attracted certain types of energies. If those actions were evil, the corresponding energies are more rough and impure, thus causing more or less serious blockages. Everything then becomes complicated and the most people who find themselves in such situations are not always capable of evaluating the problem clearly. There are many ways of getting out of an uncomfortable situation and it is inevitably based upon energy blocking. It all depends on what is going on inside us, around us, and on how clearly we perceive the situation. AAO, does this include spiritual techniques and exercises? AI asked, with curiosity. AO, of course. EATMM, not referring only to meditation. Outside help can be priceless for the facilitation of our access to a clear vision and to make you start eliminating blockages which impede the free circulation of energy in our being. This includes, of course, different spiritual methods or techniques which a person has access to because they bring vital and purifying energies, with a higher vibrational frequency, into our aura. Beneficial energy always gives us a natural healing power. Usually, the human body mysteriously gets rid of impurities when supplied with the proper energy and without our having consciously contributed to this. This occurs, for example, during sleep. But this applies to simple cases where the impurities are not major. Sometimes obstacles block our energy and then impurities accumulate. ITRTMS, as if the sweepers went on strike and there was nobody left to remove the garbage from the streets. This is why, in order to remove the obstacles or impurities which block the natural purification process, we need to perform certain actions, consciously, to find the critical points and identify the toxins. In other words, with the help of different techniques or practical exercises, we can trigger beneficial energy in order to purify our bodies. EATMM talking about the universal subtle energy which one's called prana. AAO, no. I understand this, AI said quickly. AI can also see that the mind is very important in this spiritual practice. Actually, I read that ATMS a strong connection between the mind and prana. EATMM thinking that, if prana is endless energy and the mind can control it, we can practically obtain any effect we want and any paranormal power, including time travel. Caesar nodded his head in approval. Our state of mind is one of the essential factors which influence the intensity and manner of expression of energy, which is prana. The more relaxed the mind is, the closer the physical body is to the energy body, and thus less energy losses occur. Ideally, energy should be centered in the spine, but it is often dispersed due to energy blockages in our bodies. AAO, yes, and this leads to a whole series of problems: agitation, anxiety, depression or lethargy, AI added. AAO, fortunately, as you already know, I have at my disposal a set of 5 Tibetan practical exercises which seem very efficient to me. I must confess that I don't yet understand their essence yet. In principle, each exercise implies a different aspect, and yet I feel that there is a fundamental subtle connection between them. AAO, the techniques and exercises which are especially applied in Oriental spirituality are based on simple elements such as subtle breath, subtle sound and the subtle inner fire. AAO noticed in my reading that Tibetans especially underfine the movement of subtle inner fire. AAO, not just the Tibetans. Hindu yoga practice also has very precise techniques in this direction. The main area of expression of the subtle inner fire is the abdominal area. From times immemorial, man has noticed that the good functioning of this part of the body leads to indestructible health and great paranormal powers. But all these are related to the powerful activation of the inner fire. For this, many ways have been conceived, some of which are secret, such as the third technique of the 5 written down in the Tibetan parchment that you told me about. Separately, the inner fire digests useful elements from food, eliminates the useless ones, and maintains our body at a constant temperature. Impurities in our being, however, can only be eliminated by using more powerful means. ITRTMS, as if we wanted to remove the lime scale accumulated inside the pipes of our homes by using tap water. We must add to this water a chemical product which acts upon the lime scale and dissolves it. Thus, in order to purify our body, we must use a force which is capable of eliminating impurities, and this force is, first and foremost, inner fire. It should, however, be combined with subtle breath so that its force and efficiency become extraordinary. This idea is very old and ITRTMS based upon the observation of the existence of a natural connection between inner fire and subtle breath. Even more, It has been noticed that utilizing the process of thought gives even more power to this association. For example, you can accompany your breath with a mental view of the airflow moving in a certain part of the body. Then, in the pause which follows breathing, you can greatly amplify the inner fire and its connection to the subtle breath. There are also certain specific body postures which can dynamize the inner fire even more, and they can also be oriented in a certain direction. Ao, do you mean that if I sit in one of those positions, I can lead the subtle fire where I wish? Ai asked with amazement. Smiling, Caesar explained. Ao, no, that would be too easy and handy. Placing your body in a certain position is not enough to make the energy of the subtle inner fire reach the area you point out, just as the simple placement of some sticks or matches does not TMT automatically light a fire. Here, thinking must intervene and attention must be directed in such a way, so as to determine the wanted transformations. Ao, you can now see how important the purification of the physical and subtle structure is. In the particular case of time travel, it RTMS even more necessary. First of all, it gives you the ability to move great energies through your body, and secondly, it helps you perceive with great clarity the Akashic Cliche A tilde copyright S. Actually, a time traveler TM is the access to universal Akashic Cliche A tilde copyright S at the level of the conscious mind. A Akashic Cliche A tilde copyright S. Ao must tell you that the aspects related to this kind of a traveler TM with the consciousness are not very clear to me, Ai told Caesar. Ao, do you mean that I should accumulate a certain quantity of energy in my body in order to travel in time? Ao, TMS rather necessary for you to tune into a certain energetic vibrational frequency of the force center which is located at the base of the neck. A certain energetic impulse, however, is also necessary. This subtle force center must be very well and harmoniously activated. A Caesar stopped his explanations for a while because Aiden had gotten up and come to the entrance of the chamber. At first, I thought that the young man wanted to tell us something, but then I saw him carefully shut down his computer and lay down to sleep near our other two colleagues. I took advantage of this short pause to take a better seat on the pedestal. Even though I felt a bit tired, my interest was awakened and I wanted to find out the mystery of Caesar TMS time travels. Ao, this subtle force center is very special, ATM, he explained. Ao, if it RTMS activated well enough, it allows you to immediately access information from the collective subconscious which you normally have no knowledge of. This is why the subtle force center at the level of the neck is associated with intuition, which is a special kind of knowledge that is way beyond the usual rational method. Intuitive knowledge is very important and needs to be learned. It is direct and multidimensional. It comes from the area above the mind, and Osner TMT needs successive stages of assimilation of what is learned. Aotm, afraid I don't TMT really understand this, Ai said shyly. I'll give you a very clear example. Few people know that each book which is written and then published has a subtle projection in the invisible levels. This is why TMS not necessary to read a book, but simply to have telepathic access to its subtle representation and thus accumulate the information in that book almost instantaneously. Okay, but I think this is a special paranormal ability, Ai said. Ao, TMS true. You no longer have to read a book from cover to cover. You can access the information in that book directly, telepathically and intuitively in the subtle levels of creation. However, we can also talk about other levels of activation of this subtle force center that are a bit lower level. For example, those gifted in this respect can sometimes open a book directly to the page which contains the most important information. This is not an accident. It is related to certain systems of inner synchronization which connect their consciousness to the information in that book. Each subtle center of force also reveals mysteries which can get the human being in touch with colossal energies of the universe. Ai suddenly remembered Octavian, Caesar's TMS colleague from the time when he was training at the secret base in B. That boy had the strange ability to foresee the future to an extent of more than 20 hours. A-O-T-T-M-S true. Octavian is a good example to illustrate the powerful activation of the force center at the level of the neck. This shows that he already had the ability to travel in time with his conscious mind. Of course, the boy did not master that ability well because he did not have the same ability to travel into the past. Furthermore, the extent of his time travel was relatively narrow, but he is a good example for our conversation. A. Do you know anything about him? A. I asked, with curiosity. A. I imagined that such a person might be used for unorthodox purposes. A. Unfortunately, he died more than 10 years ago. After I became in charge of Department Zero, I read his file from the archive. They tried everything to save him, but tuberculosis eventually killed him. A. We were silent for a few moments. I then asked Caesar a question. Then why can't I see the future or travel in time when I wish? After all, we can all access a TM universal, prana. TMS true. But don't you forget that energy must first of all be accumulated in an appropriate way before being tuned into certain elevated vibrational frequencies, and only then can it be used to perform specific actions, including paranormal ones. For example, if I want to expand at a subtle level in the astral world, I must then have that specific energy at the level of my astral body. This energy is accumulated through a specific force center. If that chakra is not activated well enough to allow me to expand immediately, I will then try in vain because I will not succeed. I will not even dilate that chakra to 10 centimeters. The same applies for the mental level. This is why I'm telling you that, for normal persons, such actions are impossible. It's because their subtle force centers are not sufficiently energized and they believe that they are as they are, pathetic, dramatic and weak, like everybody else. The reality, however, is completely different and only will, perseverance in knowledge, and spiritual evolution can change that state. I felt a kind of weight upon my shoulders. I was thinking that I still had a long way to go until I would have an active, pure and efficient subtle structure. The activation of the seven force centers appeared complex and intertwined to me. I was starting to understand that the technology which facilitated time travel actually gave me the necessary specific energy which was modulated on the elevated frequency of time cliche A tilde copyright S, the so-called Akashic cliche A tilde copyright S. But, even in this case, certain conditions had to be met without which the process could not take place. I intuitively understood that there had to be a certain interaction between the person who started that time travel process and the subtle energy to which he or she connected to by means of that installation. Caesar explained that this interaction could be understood as a certain kind of selection. A-O-T-T-M-S like a tuning between the energy and conscious level of the person who wants to travel in time and this installation. It is actually esoteric to the highest degree, A he said. A-O-T-T-M-S not just a highly advanced technology, it's at the same time an access to the invisible universe of cosmic forces which are huge. This showed us that the respective civilization also has a high level of spiritual knowledge and understanding because if he managed to combine technology and the capacities of the individual consciousness in such a fortunate manner. This is very difficult to accomplish. I was still hoping to get a chance to check for myself there. Efficiency of the air time travel machine. Do you think that problems might occur for those who are not yet ready and still connect to this machine? A. I asked, doubtfully. A. Oh, such problems might occur if the energy is not proportionally split, but now I know how to use this extraordinary device because I've done tens, maybe even hundreds, of travels in time with its help. If the energy tuning is accomplished, the process begins, but it is not obligatory to accomplish a leap in time as well. What I mean is that it depends a lot on the ability of the person who attempts to travel in time to focus his or her mind, and it depends on how that person is able to project his or her consciousness where he or she wishes at the level of time cliche A tilde copyright S. Nothing is done automatically. It is a continuous correlation between the human consciousness and this machine. For example, if the mind is confused and can TMT firmly isolate the period of time when the person wishes to travel, then the leap in time is not accomplished, and it is even possible that the respective person has unpleasant sensations such as migraines or eye pain. In some cases, that person feels an acute sensation of nausea or heart palpitation. The science team has done many experiments and has studied this process on several subjects using the interface which was created and connected to the giant device in the projection chamber. I want you to therefore understand that you need a certain harmony of being as well as an inner balance and certain energy characteristics, in order to support this process. Ao, as far as I can tell, I believe the energy source is this crystal, ATM, I said, pointing at the huge and perfectly carved quartz. Caesar answered affirmatively, mentioning that the connections were probably located under the stone slabs of the floor, especially since the crystal was encrusted into the floor. Ao, we don't yet TMT know yet what fuels the device in the projection chamber with energy. It RTMS very probable that RTMS another level under the one where we go to, but for the time being, it was impossible for us to find out how to enter that level. Probably one or more huge crystals are located there, or maybe there is another source of energy that is unknown to us. Actually, from a technological point of view, this device only creates an energetic bridge between the person who activates it and the crystal. But it is precisely this step which is extremely difficult to accomplish, because it RTMS a kind of biotechnology, a complex combination of amorphous and living. We are so far from understanding those connections that the group of scientists who have studied this aspect have directed their interests to other aspects and have abandoned this area. They said that the difference between what we know and understand and what the ancient builders accomplished is so great that, for the time being, there is no viable starting point for research. They simply can't TMT understand the nature of this a time travel machine, ATM, especially since none of the elements used in the construction of the main parts are from Earth, except for thallium and equals strontium, which were identified in small quantities. Ao, but the aim of shinier TM gives the real possibility to travel in time, dosner TMT it? Ao, of course. Do you have any doubt? Caesar answered, laughing. Ao, just like in a file archive, you have access based upon an index to any file you want and can find it easily. It RTMS the same with time travel with the help of this device. Of course, only if you manage to accomplish the state of harmony I was telling you about. Ao breathed deeply. Now I understood most of the subject clearly, but I was very curious to find out what the actual transfer in time felt like, what the sensations were, and what could he do during those moments. From other conversations I had with Caesar, I knew that time travel simultaneously involved a faithful rendition of perceptions of the five senses, as if you had lived, moved and acted during that period of time. Ao, these aspects are important and should be understood correctly, A. Caesar started to explain. Ao, because the RTMS a notable difference between time travel with the physical body and time travel with the consciousness. In the first case, the energy which must be triggered in order to accomplish the transfer is considerably higher, and, in order to accomplish this, apart from the subtle center of force at the level of the neck, a second center of force is used which lies in the umbilical area. But even then, a certain type of energy from our being must be triggered, which is extremely powerful and perfectly correlated with the degree of awakening of our consciousness. Science is way too far from understanding these occult aspects, and even more from seizing or receiving them. The manifestation of this gigantic energy, the essence of which is in the base area of our body, can at most be observed indirectly through certain exterior signs. As I said, however, its action in our own being is perceived infinitely more at the level of the consciousness, which is still an uncertain and very special object of work for researchers. Ao, this gigantic cosmic force actually represents a fundamental element of our own spiritual evolution. Moreover, most paranormal powers are manifested as a consequence of its more or less pronounced awakening in our body. The action of this colossal energy is so complex that it contains all areas of manifestation of the human being, starting from the physical one and going up to cosmic consciousness and God the Father. But, you must understand that it acts just like a sleeping man. In the beginning, he dreams and is not even conscious of his physical body or of his existence in the physical world.